Okay, a funny thing happened. It was kind of a chain of funny events where I'm going into the cinema with my dad. He's dropping me off, and I say, "In case you die in a car crash, Dad, can you give me some money for a taxi?" And he goes, "Yeah, okay." And he gives me £20 because I don't have any money in my wallet. It's just an empty wallet. And then, of course, I leave my fucking wallet in the theater. I drop it on the floor, and I realize that when he's coming to pick me up. And I laughed at, like, it wouldn't have any money in it if I hadn't asked you for that, but it has that £20 on it, so I have to go and get it. As I'm going back, I go towards the door to the cinema, and Harley Quinn is standing there. And I'm like, "You what, mate?" So I tell Harley Quinn, looks exactly like from the movie, with the baseball bat and everything. I'm like, "I left my wallet in there." And she says, like, in the New York accent, "Well, you better go and get it then." And I, like, awkwardly squeeze past her, and I'm like, "What the fuck?" And I get my wallet, and I go back, and I think, it's just like a cosplayer, a fan is waiting to go into the next showing or something. So I say, like, "Nice costume." And she says, "Well, thank you, sir." Kind of like exasperated. And I'm leaving, and I'm thinking, what was that about? And then I tell my dad, and he says, like, "Oh, as I was waiting for you, I saw someone drop some popcorn," and then a worker comes up to Harley Quinn and takes the baseball bat and gives her a bucket and mop to clean up the popcorn. So I think it's a woman who works there, and the poor girl, she's been forced to dress like this.
Oh.
She looked great, but I guess that's why she was unhappy about me saying, "Oh, great costume." It wasn't her. She was, like, forced by the staff to dress like that.
Yes.
To, I don't know, excite people to get into the movie or something like that. Which is, and then they were still making her clean up fucking popcorn while dressed as Harley Quinn.
That's so stupid, because it's like, yeah. hear me out. Like, why... If people go to see the show, then they don't need to be hyped up to see the show. Like, they're already fucking there.
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking. Maybe people turn up to the cinema not knowing what to see, and that would make them decide. I don't know. I presume no one fucking does that, since you'd look up the times, and you wouldn't want to be sitting around for like an hour waiting for the movie to start. So I don't know. They want social media buzz. They want people to get on Twitter and say, "Oh,
that's what it's gotta be.
That was a really cool thing I saw at the cinema. Come down here." So yeah, I felt sorry for her.
Poor girl.
Yeah, she looked great. She looked fucking smoking hot and just looked just like her. But yeah, now I feel sorry that they're making her do that and sweep up popcorn, which is just. But at least now...
That's one of the best stories I've heard in forever.
Yeah. And then when I told my dad that, he was, like, on the phone to my mum as he was picking me up. And when I said, "Oh, I need to go and get my wallet," he got all, like, panicking and, like, stressed out. And then when I get back, it's kind of like, "Oh, it's all right, dear. Harley Quinn helped your son find his wallet." And I can see my mum. But my dad got, like, an anecdote to tell people for the rest of his life.